AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue.
The right thing to do is what we call the healing thing.
That healing thing South Carolina State Rep. Wendell Guillard is talking about is the removal of the Confederate flag from State House grounds. The governor's office says it will happen tomorrow morning. Governor Nikki Haley will sign a bill later today to remove the flag. The Confederate flag was flown on State House grounds in Columbia, South Carolina for 54 years, since being put up as a protest of the civil rights movement. On Capitol Hill, the House scrapped plans to vote on approving the display of the Confederate flag at cemeteries run by the National Park Service. Secretary of State John Kerry is expected to speak later today from Geneva as the deadline approaches in nuclear talks with Iran. The nominee to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Marine General Joseph Dunford, says the country's greatest security threat is Russia, and it makes sense to protect Ukraine with lethal arms.
It's reasonable that we provide that support to the Ukrainians, and frankly, without that kind of support, then they're not going to be able to protect themselves against Russian aggression.
Dunford told the Senate Armed Services Committee Russia's actions are nothing short of alarming. A day after the glitch, stocks are sharply higher. Former FBI Executive Director of Cybersecurity Sean Henry says the NYSE computer issues exposed cyber weaknesses.
While this was technical, there are absolutely adversaries who are targeting our infrastructure and have the capability, the capacity, and the intent to harm us. And this should be the type of thing that gets everybody's attention.
Henry was on NBC's Today Show, and stocks sharply higher. The Dow Jones Industrials up 141 points. Details are expected to be submitted today on a plan for a third bailout for Greece. Creditors want time to review them ahead of a summit of European Union members, which takes place Sunday. This is AP Radio News. The Food and Drug Administration has pushed back the date to December of next year for chain restaurants to label calorie information on menus. Central State University in Ohio is considering whether to change the title of a building named after Bill Cosby. The president of the historically black college said the Cosby Communications Center name will remain, but it will be discussed appropriately. In newly unsealed documents, Bill Cosby testified 10 years ago he got prescription Quaaludes with the intent of giving them to women before sex. Comic-Con opens about in a half an hour from now in San Diego, and the big buzz this year? Star Wars is back. The line is expected to form soon for tomorrow's presentation at Comic-Con of the new Star Wars movie, The Force Awakens. Comic-Con is expected to draw 130,000 people over the next 4 days. Other attractions include The Walking Dead and Game of Thrones. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.